Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Imposter Syndrome Podcast. I am your host, Ali W, with my co-host,
Drew Brees. What's up?
Today we have four topics lined up for everyone on the audio platform listening. We have God of High School, Shaman King, Falcon Winter Soldier, and we leave the best for last with the Jake Paul fight. Also, I want to remind everyone, if you guys haven't caught up with it, but we do Pokemon card openings every Saturday, and we do fight reactions every Sunday. So that's when they drop. Check out our Twitter, check out our Instagram, check out other stuff that we do. So,
First things first, bro. Happy 420.
This episode is actually releasing on the 20th of April, which is apparently a holiday for those who like to get under the influence, right?
It's a special holiday.
Yeah. But for me, it's neither here nor there. What were we going to say? Oh, yeah, about, top. Yeah,
about
yeah.
About the holiday?
Do you want to say anything
why
about
that?
I
like 420. Why you don't like the whole?
I have nothing against the number 420.
It's just, we spoke earlier.
Yeah.
You kind of shunned me. And I was excited about today.
Okay. a lot of stuff happens in my life that's not significant to you. I don't care if you're not as excited as me. You're excited.
Hey, man, I expect the same energy.
Okay. Okay, all right, yeah. Hey, you know what? let's get it, dude. Even though you know I'm not gonna do anything, let's get it.
Example. When you told me, I know there's no comparison to Ramadan.
Yeah,
but when you told me, hey, it's the start of Ramadan, I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah,
I was happy for you, my boy.
I was expecting you to talk shit, is why I like. I wanted you to insult me a little bit, to be honest. I wanted you to throw a jab. I was not expecting any congratulations because I'm like, this guy doesn't, like, Ramadan could have started, ended, it could be all year long. You wouldn't know.
I was rooting for you, dog.
Yeah.
I was in your corner.
Yeah. We're going to defeat the angel beasts. For all you know, that's really what it is. And you wouldn't be, you're like, oh, really? Yeah.
I support you, man.
So 420 is when
just 420 is 420. Don't worry about it.
It's when the great Leviathan of the seas was defeated.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Nice.
For all we know, that's really what it could be, right? The great Leviathan of the seas. I remember I once said that, and somebody was like, wow, that sounds so cool. I was like, it's just a giant snake in the ocean. That's.
Wait, are you speaking? I can't decipher whether or not you're bullshitting.
Great Leviathan of the seas. Like, that's like it's a snake in the ocean. But Leviathan is just makes it sound bigger, and then of the seas, like, oh shit, you know, of the seas.
Oh, okay.
Like, nobody knows, like, it's just a ocean, it's just a snake in the ocean.
Yeah, but I sound like a foreign language.
Yeah, yeah. So, did it sound more powerful, the Leviathan of the seas?
Yeah, it sounds significant.
Oh, okay. But when I say a snake in the ocean.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I mean, I'm not drawing a connection. I don't know.
No, a Leviathan is a snake.
Okay.
And then the seas is the ocean.
Okay.
If I tell you, which one sounds more powerful?
I will argue the first option.
Can you go ahead and say it?
Leviathan.
Of the
great seas.
Okay. All right. You know, he did that for the camera. He would never say. Yeah.
But it's just a Leviathan is the name of a snake.
It's the name of a specific snake, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not a reptile owner or...
Yeah, it's...
I've never been that good with watching the Zoo Channel, or what is it?
It's...
Animal Planet.
Yeah, Animal Planet. Also, it's more of like a Norse mythology. So the snake fought Odin's son and...
One
Piece. That is...
Are we talking about like Odin? Like
Odin...
Hercules and... Thunder gods.
That is Norse mythology. Hercules is Greek mythology. But they're both Greek gods. Both gods of their
and
own.
Thor.
Thor. Thor is Odin's son.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then
now you speak my language, bro.
Yeah, I feel like I can switch it up. Just ask you a different question right now, and it would just throw it all.
Go ahead.
What do you think about Yggdrasil?
What do I think about?
That's the multiverse that the Norse gods live in.
Yeah.
So there's Helheim, and then there's Valhalla.
Okay.
And then there's the world that we live in.
Wait, time out.
There's Midgard. Midgard is the world that we
should
live
I
in.
Should I know? No, real spiel, bro. Should I know this? Or like...
Like, what do you mean?
Are
like,
there people out there? Or potentially people listening to you right now?
That probably... There's some people listening that are like, no, he messed up on something. Like, okay. He said something wrong. That's how much some people know.
Oh.
Yeah, like it's actually not this, it's this. Like there's some people that know that much where they can correct me. Because I think Valhalla is its own realm. Like it's a region inside of a realm. Okay. Right. Inside of a world. And Yggdrasil is the tree of that's where all of nine worlds are located.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
And then it's people like me.
Who hear Leviathan of the Seas and be like, okay, that's whatever. Like that sounds big.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's just dumb this down, bro. Let's talk about
God of High School.
God of High School.
Yeah.
Something relatable. I can relate to
God. Yeah, yeah. Because you watched it.
I watched it. I enjoyed it.
So the events was that you that we talked about Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah,
we didn't like Jujutsu Kaisen at first. Then we said...
No, correction.
Go ahead.
I never disliked Jujutsu Kaisen.
Okay.
I did not see the hype around it going into the first couple episodes.
Okay. So you mentioned that God of High School at this point was way better. Compared episode to episode.
Episode to episode.
So like three episodes in, God of High School is way better.
Yeah.
Then you said you should watch God of High School.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, oh, okay, I'll watch God of High School.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched a little bit of it last week. I watched like maybe an episode or two. And then I was like, okay, this isn't piquing my interest. And then I started watching more and more, and I started really liking it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's one of the better animes that I've watched.
Did you feel it was rushed?
No. I felt rushed. Yeah, but that's there's a difference between me feeling rushed and the anime being rushed. No, it was well paced. I would rate it. If there was one thing I would say, that it didn't take place in Japan and it took place in Korea.
Okay.
Yeah. Because Japan has its martial arts, and they were emphasizing on Taekwondo, which is a Korean martial art. And I'm nice. Like...
And I like that different. I like something, the different feel, you know what I'm saying? That's why I like the anime. Yeah. Because most animes we watch is...
Japanese. Yeah.
And I like the Taekwondo.
Yeah.
All of
it's
that
more stuff. Kickboxing than it is like hand-to-hand or judo or...
Yeah. I mean, karate. I fell in love with the main character, Jim Ory.
Yeah.
He like a chill dude.
Yeah, I was... Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
I won't say dumb, but similar qualities to all main characters. Just really fucking strong.
Yeah.
Gets hungry a lot.
Yeah.
And just like airheaded, kind of.
Yeah.
So,
I was
that's
gonna,
a recipe for a main character.
I was going to say that he... is reminds me of Goku on so many levels.
Yeah,
I felt like they plagiarized Goku with a stick that grows big. Goku's was red, his was gray. All right, you know, it's not plagiarism. Technically, does the same thing.
Monkey King,
where he, you know, okay, where he gets hungry fast. Okay, you know, he just wants a fight and he doesn't care if his enemies,
right.
Like his enemies, are weirded out by how much he wants to fight.
Do you know the definition of Goku?
What's the definition of Goku?
I don't know. I thought you would know.
No, I don't. I don't.
Oh no, but I thought it meant monkey.
Yeah. Goku is a it's actually Chinese in origin. I thought you were gonna tell me because you knew.
Oh, no, I'm not about this.
But
knowledge. You know how you just you describe point A and point B and you tie it all together.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, bro, this is the origin of that. Yeah. No, I'm not giving you that.
Oh, okay. Because when you ask me, I'm like, I don't want to say, I have an idea. I don't want to say anything, you know? But I'm like, because he'll correct me. I don't want to look stupid. But I have an idea of what it is. It's like Goku is a is Chinese in origin, and it's like a monkey. Yeah. So yeah, you know,
it's clear reference of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, yeah.
Monkey King.
Yeah.
You know, Saiyans are apes.
Yeah, yeah.
Power pole.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's like the fact like I'm like he reminded me so much of Goku. I'm like, you know what? You can do this infinite amount of times.
Even the hair, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. Even his hair. Like, I imagine, like, on some level, like, when he gets, like, next season, if they have a next season.
Yeah.
That, like, when he just, like, when one of his best friends from childhood dies, he gets really angry. And then his hair starts levitating and turns yellow. You know? Like.
Yeah, like, I anticipate like a transformation.
Like this right here. So, we're not. We're not on the audio platform. You can't see what I'm saying.
Peep this. Jim Mori, okay. All of his attacks have original in it. You notice that? Original Twin Dragon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Imperial
yeah.
Dragon, yeah. Vortex, yeah. Baby Blue, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I will argue that if he transform and have yellow hair and eyes turn color, that is original too. Got a high school.
So.
And I don't care what you
say. This guy died. This guy died.
Pete.
This guy came to life.
Oh, man.
So I have both. Okay.
So for the audio platform, he have
Krillin.
Figurines or pop characters of Krillin and Goku.
Yeah.
Super Saiyan form.
Yeah. So, but not Krillin of Super Saiyan form because he's always going to be weak.
And he's foreshadowing that maybe it's a high percentage. High probability that Jim Mori may transform into something similar to a Super Saiyan character or warrior.
Yeah, because that's what, when you play Dries, you're not going to stop halfway through. You go ahead and continue.
I'm not going.
Yeah, they're going to introduce a Beerus level character, and it's like, come on, bro. Like,
so
you go to Snake Way.
So are you stating on record that God of High School is a copy and paste?
Yeah.
Of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, we always say that about like Naruto. Oh, it's a copy of Hunter x Hunter. So, yeah, I thought it was obvious.
I'm not going to argue.
Yeah.
I mean, it's similarity.
No, it's good.
I love
Naruto.
It's a good twist.
Yeah, no, the thing, I don't, it's not I dislike it. I like it a lot.
But they always use stuff like that. Like, even Naruto, I mentioned Sarutobi. He had King.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm like
with the power pole.
Yeah, I looked at you. I'm like, what makes you say Sarutobi? You're like, he had it. I'm like, okay. So they, you know what it is? You know what I think? I think there's an original thing that they're all plagiarizing from, and they just take different forms. We just saw Hunter x Hunter was the original thing, but there's an original like martial arts tournament that's like 300 years old, and they're all plagiarizing off of that. You get me?
I feel you.
I don't think you got what I meant, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what did I mean?
Plagiarism.
Okay, all right, okay. Because as soon as I saw the thing, that he went for his eye, and he was like, yeah, bro, I'm good. Let's go to the next topic. Yeah.
Man.
As soon as I said 300 years old, I swear to God, that's when you mentally checked out.
Bro, you have those trigger words, bro, that get me instantly tired.
Yeah. I remember one time. Like, it wasn't you. It was my friend. I was telling him. He was like, what do you do for work, right? He's just, you know, trying to be nice.
Yeah.
Ala fatarta. Like, on it, like, just like as a, like, innate to human nature. He just started yawning. I was like, all you did was ask the question and you started yawning.
Yeah.
This whole night you did not yawn.
Right.
And now you yawn as soon as you ask that. You know why? Because your brain is
preparing.
I was like, bro, why ask the question when you don't care, you know?
Yeah, your brain got sensory to bullshit.
Yeah, like, especially with me. Like, like, I have a feeling just now you kind of zoned out. Just the tiniest of bits.
Bro, my brain, bro, works wonders for me.
Yeah.
It retain what I need, and it dump everything that I don't.
Yeah.
And why work against it?
I see this guy. in the middle of listening to something, he'll be knocked out. His head's down, his head's on the table, and then somebody will say something important. Yeah, so what are we doing with this?
Let's get from point A to point B.
You know what the crazy part is that I think you were genuinely not paying attention. It's just you heard a buzzword and your brain clicked in.
Hey.
It's like, hey, we need to know this. So
I need to retain this.
Yeah.
All the fluff that blah, 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 blah. Oh, I'm focusing on what I need to retain.
And hey.
And I know the next steps. I know what, you know.
My brain can't filter it out. It has to remember it all. And it ends up just becoming overload. Yeah.
I got you, bro.
Yeah. Maybe they should make an anime about us.
They're imposters.
Yeah. No.
We weren't supposed to be.
Yeah. Why'd you say it like the imposters? It would be imposter.
I did not like that.
That was cringy? Was that cringy?
That hurt.
Okay. Like, you know, I saw your face.
I tried to do cringe by saying the imposters.
What the worst part is that I didn't try.
Oh,
which made it worse. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I tried.
Yeah.
And you was legit. And your shit was worse than mine. That's terrible, bro.
Yeah. Like, cut this man off.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Cut his mic. Cut his mic off. No, I cut you.
You haven't got crickets in a while, man. I'm waiting.
No, I got crickets last week. I got crickets last week.
Did you?
Yeah, I gave them to myself.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah, cool.
Because I was like,
I haven't given you crickets in a while.
Yeah.
I don't remember what's our cricket.
Purple.
Purple, yeah, that's right. Okay, cool.
This one is laughter. Oh, my bad. That one's harp. Okay. So we have a soundboard over here.
Just know this. I'm waiting on pressing this.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
It's, I have one for you.
On alert, bro.
I have one for you.
So the moment you say something.
I have one for you. I have one for you.
I hold the keys.
to my salvation. Okay.
Nuclear.
Device. I have one for you. I have one for you.
Go ahead.
A doctor walks into a bar.
Okay.
And he says, ow.
Ow.
Like, walks into a bar. Ow. Does it merit this? Does it merit a cricket?
No. I'm waiting.
That was it.
Oh. I was waiting. Like,
you know that disappointment. You're like, I don't want to do this.
I thought it was the beginning of the joke.
Yeah.
And okay, you wanted me to process the first.
No, that was
going to be like, yeah, while he was in the bar and blah, blah, blah.
No, that was it. Like, he walked into the bar. He said, ow.
Oh, okay. Who told you that? Grandpa?
I made that up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, stick to doing what you do.
I don't do anything.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's the only man that can help me right now.
Stick to pulling Charizard.
Yeah.
Shiny, bro. Hey, good at that,
bro, right? that was the best day of my life.
Yeah, look at that video. We pulled a Charizard. He pulled the Charizard, but, you know.
Yeah.
I was in the
area. Was in the vicinity.
Yeah, so I'm claiming that we pulled.
You were in the vicinity. When I pulled it, I pulled your virginity. Or.
No.
I don't know what that one does. Yeah. So, okay. But that wasn't good? Vicinity, virginity.
No. It's just like.
Vagina itty.
Trying to rhyme, bro.
Okay.
I mean, it didn't correlate. But
yeah.
It didn't.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Like, okay.
It's all good, bro.
Yeah, fellas. Okay, I definitely have gotten better.
No.
Okay.
It's like you better with, like, yo, pensmanship.
Okay, yeah.
It's just, like, once you start reciting shit.
Yeah, like freestyle. No.
Nah, you know, you good with writing stuff, bro.
Yeah, like carefully thinking it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
But once you go off.
I got bars on top of bars on top of bars. Yeah, like I architected Bourbon Street. You can't
commercial.
You can't have bars without putting that arse in it.
Oh, you see now
Arsenal.
Plagiarizing.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
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 So you now you should give God of High School a formal an apology.
First of all, I could never knock it.
plagiarize.
I can never knock plagiarism. I am the king of my whole life is plagiarized. I'm copying my brother.
Said, I'm copying my whole life. I have a blueprint.
I am not, bro. I don't even know any part of me that's original. Nothing of me.
Man.
Yeah, I am not the. For all I know, there's a better version of me walking out there. But yeah. I was gonna say this, just this last one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm drawing a blank. We'll cut to a commercial.
We're not going to cut to commercial.
Yeah.
No, we'll cut to it.
We're back from commercial. Okay.
Okay, you drew a blank. I'm just going to leave it at that, bro. Let's start getting into our topics.
Okay. So, Shaman King.
Shaman King.
Yeah.
All I can remember is Manta. It's what, 3 episodes out so far? You sent me a text. You told me to watch Shaman King. I started watching Shaman King. And the first scene, bro.
I got it.
No. We're not backtracking.
Yeah. I got it.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah.
All of them bars that don't add up to this real shit.
Fuck.
Oh, I messed it up.
You was choking.
I messed it up. Choke. No,
we're
choke,
not adding
choke.
This out, bro.
We're not. I'm not. You it's choking. Happening. Okay.
Just say faith, bro.
Yeah.
And let's just move on.
Okay. Move all on. Right.
First scene of Shaman King, bro.
Yeah.
Little backstory.
Yeah.
You text me like, Shaman King came out like 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
They made like a reloaded.
Yeah.
Story?
Yeah. So it's like Full Metal Alchemist or Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Okay.
You know, Promise Neverland, how they messed up on it. They're probably going to do another one. That's what it is.
Okay. And I never heard of Shaman King before. I mean, I heard of it, but I never watched it before.
Did you hear about it like for me or did you hear about it as a kid?
I heard about it as a kid and recently I heard about it off of another YouTube channel because it's a reboot or new episode, so I heard about it, right?
Yeah.
But I forgot to put it on my bucket list. I forgot to watch it.
Yeah. I want to add something, too, if I may.
Yeah, you can add this. But, you know, I just wanted to, you know, point this out, bro, and give you your respect. When you tell me to watch something, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to watch it because you recommend Heat.
Yeah.
I'm not going to even lie.
Have I let you down?
You got a high percentage rate of what you recommend me to watch.
Yeah.
I end up enjoying it.
Yeah. Is this one of those 1 out of 10 that does not hit? So far. I mean, who knows, right? It's only the first couple.
But what, Shaman King?
Yeah.
No. I was getting ready to tell you, the opening scene, bro.
Yeah.
I see an old dude performing some hand signs.
Yeah.
Some spells type shit.
Yeah.
And a demon came out. Mm. No. Before the demon.
This isn't even a spoiler, bro. This is like if you watch the first 10 seconds, you see
this. First 10 seconds. They said, hopefully it's not twins.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, so something I'm getting must Naruto be up. Vibes. Yeah. Damn, why do they in these stories, bro? They always mess with the little babies. Bro.
Yeah,
like they birthing a baby.
Yeah,
so they trying to kill a child.
Yeah, it's not a spoiler.
This is fiction.
Yeah.
By the way.
Oh, okay. Like I didn't have an issue with that. I had an issue for a spoiler. Right. Kill the baby. Kill all of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, we got to kill this baby. They attempted to kill this baby.
Yeah.
Power level over 9,000.
Easily,
OP. You know, out the womb.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wasn't happening.
You didn't even have time to breathe.
Yeah.
They didn't wipe the mucus off his belly button.
Exactly.
Yet. Yeah.
If you would have put on that scouter, it would have just broken.
Yeah, out. Yeah.
Boom. So I'm like, oh, okay, what the hell? This little baby OP. But I'm intrigued. I want to see more.
Yeah.
And this is intro, bro.
Yeah.
This is what I, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you can do that in an anime, you know what I'm saying? Wheel somebody in.
Yeah.
Within the first 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You hooked. Well, yeah. I was hooked.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Fast forward. another baby or something like that. They stated, oh,
yeah,
yeah, the twin brother or whatever, we're going to leave the, hopefully, we're going to entrust all of our hope and faith and
into blah, the blah, other blah, baby.
Into the other baby.
Yeah. You know, so it's basically one is evil and the other one is supposed to defeat that evil.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's their fate.
Yep. And peep this. Before the opening scene, after, you know, the devil was like, or a demon, whatever, they referenced that he was the strongest.
Yeah. Demon, yeah, yeah.
I don't even know what's going on, but
yeah,
it looked kind of dope. And he mentioned, oh, okay, my other half will come to me.
Yeah. I'm like, I will, yeah, I'll come back and collect what's mine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this also, bro, you remember we had this little, well, I brought this up. We had a little discussion. You told me, name 10 animes where siblings have siblings, conflict.
Yeah.
And I was like, boom, I told Ali, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they always pit brother against brother, bro. Yeah. And every anime, almost every anime.
A lot of animes.
A lot of them, you know what I'm saying?
And I was saying, give me 10.
No, no, you said give me 5, I can give you 5 right now.
Okay.
Shaman King.
No. At the time, no. Since then, I've realized that I was wrong. But at the time, I was betting on your poor memory. So,
yeah.
I was like, this is his Achilles heel. Why am I not? I'll take the shot there, bro. Like, yeah.
But I mean, so far it's kind of sweet. I like the whole 13 years later, the main character. I don't even know the main character.
Yo, Asakura.
But I mentioned earlier.
Morty,
that's my little dude.
Yeah.
He's so adorable, bro.
Yeah.
Like, little protege type dude.
Yeah. He's
he's a Krillin of this.
He's Krillin. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. There's more really really cool characters coming. Like, they get
the opening scene. I see. Anytime you see somebody on a Zoro tip, like they sleep or kind of chilling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they about to do damage.
Yeah.
I've seen this white haired dude.
Amino Amaro.
I don't know the name yet, but he just like no worries in the world.
Yeah. You're talking about the samurai.
Samurai dude.
Yeah.
On his Zoro shit. So I'm like, this dude about to be.
Yeah, he's really
wreaking havoc.
Yeah. I love Amino Amaro. There's way more interesting characters coming. Yeah, it's like every character that they introduce is like you begin to really really like them.
Oh, straight up.
Yeah, like it's very lovable characters. I was gonna say this. When I was a kid, I watched it. So
you've seen the whole story before.
Yeah, but I'll so when I was a kid, there were Saturday morning cartoons and there were Sunday morning cartoons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saturday morning cartoons were always the best cartoons. Sunday morning cartoons were a lot worse. However, there was one Sunday morning cartoon that I consistently woke up for, and it was Shaman King. Was on Sunday. That's why most people don't know it. It's on Sundays.
Yeah, I did not watch cartoons on Sunday.
I loved it because it was like it was the only anime. All the other ones were American cartoons, but it was the only anime. Okay. It was good. And my bad. Did you ask me a question a couple seconds ago?
I did, but
bars on top of bars on top of bars. Like,
no, I'm not going back to that. We moved on.
Okay, bro. I haven't.
We're not going back.
I let myself.
I'll give you opportunity. Bro.
I let Nas down.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you one opportunity before we close this episode out.
Easily.
I need you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you 30 seconds, bro.
Yeah.
Spit your most fire bar without no Googles because you're grabbing a MacBook right now.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
I don't need you to pleasure. I need this to come from you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can hear you typing. We can see you typing.
No, there you go.
So
yeah.
End of this episode, 30 seconds, spit your fire bar, redeem yourself.
Yeah.
Let the people know why they call you Ali Bars.
Okay.
Like the Shaman King.
Yeah.
So you used to watch it back in the day.
Grown man bars, something he got to deal with. No matter. Can I please?
No. You see what I'm saying?
Can I?
I just blocked your monitor, bro.
No matter how stop, bro. I'm trying to look at the Siri. Go away. Yeah, so, yeah. He all told right, him, man, holla. He was trying to build. No, I'm not. So, yeah. Yeah. This is he's. So there's T-Rex. T-Rex is actually really good. T-Rex, okay. But he's
battle rap, right?
Battle rap. Yeah. I don't like A-Verb. Anyways.
We do what we do.
Yeah.
We do.
Are you trying to?
What?
I have bars for you.
Oh no no no! Oh, okay. I'm trying to move forward.
Okay.
From your battle rap.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a fetish, bro. I don't. It's a little bit of a fetish, but like I just imagine like me like at the shelter.
At the shelter.
Okay.
You describing your fetish?
Yeah. Bro, I look in the mirror.
Oh my god!
You can
this
do this.
This is a character, bro.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I watched it when I was a kid. However, I remember what you asked me. So I did watch it.
Okay.
But like Full Metal Alchemist and Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, these are two different animes. Where like one split, and by the because by the time the first anime finished, mm-hmm. it hadn't even completed yet. The manga finished last year.
Okay, I'm not connecting the dots, bro.
Okay.
So Shaman King. Was on, you're talking about back in the day.
So 2003.
So they created another story?
Yeah.
But used the same characters?
Here, I'll, so the first, the manga comes out, right?
Okay.
The manga comes out in like 2000, the year 2000, something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, and then like, 2 years later, they come up with the anime. Mm-hmm. However, the manga's a far way from being finished. Okay. What they do is they make an anime, and the anime for the first part of it is pretty loyal to what the manga is. Like, it's basically the manga.
Okay.
However, the anime finishes, and the manga keeps going for another 15 years.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
It ended like 2-3 years ago. And it ended like 2019, 2018. Mm-hmm. So everybody noticed
manga.
The manga. So they noticed that the original anime that came out in 2001 and finished in 2003 was very different than the manga that ended up finishing 15 years later.
Okay.
So they're like, you know what? Let's do a reboot with what the manga is and okay. not with what this original anime made it out to be.
So this Shaman King...
will be
its truest form of
what the
manga.
Of what the manga is. Now, okay. you know, animes and mangas, they switch up animation, switch up stories a little bit. But for the most part, it's going to be fairly accurate.
I feel you.
Which is what happened with Fullmetal Alchemist and Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. Mm-hmm. It's like the manga is still coming out, but they finished the anime. So mm-hmm. what they did is like 7 years later, they came back and said, you know what, we'll just do another anime. And that anime turned out to be better. I'm assuming this Shaman King, because I'm not fully caught up with the manga. But
you invested in the characters. Already.
I'm invested in the characters. Like like Amida Maru. To be honest, I watched the episodes, but I'm like I didn't need to watch these because the first 15, 16 episodes is going to be fairly similar. And then it starts diverting.
Okay.
Yeah, but the characters are the same. The characters are the same, and I really like the characters. I'm not going to tell you who they are or anything like that, but just know that. If you like Amida Maru, if you like the guy with the hair, the mobster, or whatever he's supposed to make himself out to be, if you like those guys, then you're gonna like the show because it introduces really genuinely badass characters, like genuinely.
Nice.
So, and I'm not gonna say anything, but it really is one of the best, and I feel like there's no hype around it.
So it's like
I tweeted that out the other day.
Low expectation, high value.
Yeah, because Jujutsu Kaisen, what got us was the hype.
Yeah,
like we were like, oh, what's the hype? What's the hype? What's the hype? It was like Attack on Titan level. This is getting no hype.
I agree. Like if Jujutsu Kaisen did not have so much hype around it,
I probably would have thought it was better.
Yeah,
for real. But it's just that like everybody was like loving it up its ass. I'm like, okay, you know what? It may be great. Yeah, so
but
that's
Jujutsu Kaisen, bro.
Yeah,
it's something that
it's good. It's special.
Yeah, it is nice.
But like people were hyping the first episode, like it was like nothing like it. I'm like it gets good, but like But by the time it gets good, like, everybody's, like, hyped the shit out of him. I'm like, okay, you know, maybe they know something I don't. Yeah. It's good, though. It's good. I'm not giving it discredit. I'm just saying the hype, like, hype train is real.
Okay.
Yeah. So you want to move on to part three?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Falcon.
Part three is Falcon, right?
Yeah. Okay. Falcon Winter Soldier. One episode aired this past weekend.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
So, if you have not
Episode five,
titled Truth.
Yeah.
Please do not listen, and you can skip ahead on our YouTube channel.
Yeah. Also, if you're listening on the audio platform, just continue to listen, bro. It's khalas, whatever. It's nothing.
Yeah, pause it. Go watch it. Come back.
And here are our thoughts on it. What are our thoughts on it exactly?
Only thing that's sticking to me from this episode, not the only thing, but the main thing that's sticking to me from episode five, Truth, is
I want to say one thing.
Man cannot be Captain America.
That's what I was going to say. Isaiah said some real shit when he said that no self-respecting black man would take the mantle of Captain America.
Yeah.
It's not political, but I'm like, bro, the way they fucked. Because the thing is, like, they told him it was tetanus.
Yeah.
And, you know, they that's kind of a reference to the Tuskegee, or Tuskegee incident where they injected a black population with a disease to see how they would react to it.
Right.
Like, they basically, the thing is, like, if a country has done that to you, and can you really, really be proud of it? If you're living to die, like, it was like we're in the trenches in World War II and in the Korean War, we come back here to find crosses burning on our front yard.
Right.
Like, at a certain point, like, bro, yeah, like, am I willing to risk my life for these guys who wouldn't even give me the self-respect of treating me the same as everybody else? Like, go, if you're going to burn crosses on my lawn, go burn crosses on the white guy's lawn.
Yeah.
Fuck you, you know?
Because, you know, we did our part.
Yeah.
When I say we, because I'm speaking as a black man. So I get where he's coming from. We love this country.
But this country doesn't love.
Exactly. We love this country, but the country doesn't love us at times.
Yeah.
And some may argue not at all.
Yeah.
But just in the Marvel Universe, one reality is this: a super soldier, white person, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yeah,
he's Captain America. He's a poster boy.
Yeah.
Second scenario: a black man, super soldier. He's banished. He's a lab rat.
Yeah, experimented on. His letters couldn't even reach his wife, and vice versa.
Exactly. Left for dead. They took away this man from his family, did not let him, you know, see the letters that his wife sent him. You know, it's just a night and day thing.
Yeah.
And the only difference is a skin color.
Yeah, that's essentially it. That's really it. Because I would argue that I like Isaiah more, you know. But, and the thing is, like, I feel like the Falcon, for whatever reason, like, I'm not buying into whatever he's trying to sell. Like the whole, like, you know, like, I don't know. I'm not digging Sam. I like Bucky, because I feel like Bucky has some, like, internal demons. This guy is, like, done some shit and he regrets it.
Right.
But I feel like Sam, he's an idealist, and he's like, no, like, bro, like, there's a difference between ideals and the real world. The real world is Isaiah. The ideas is Steve Rogers.
Yeah, I get naive from Sam.
Yeah, like, and you know, and it started off with the boat thing, like, and then, like, he starts to settle into reality. He's like, you know what, like with the bank loan and all that stuff, he starts to realize, you know what, they don't give a shit about me either, and he starts to realize it. But I still feel like he's too idealistic, yeah. Like, and I feel like that's what they're trying to bat home.
I feel you, yeah.
Like, they're trying to say, like, no, the good will defeat evil at the end of the day. Like, like, at the end of the day, bro, some people are going to be assholes. Because what's the GRC, right? The Global Repatriation Committee, right? Yeah, what are they trying to do? They're trying to... My bad if you were going to say
I interrupted. Continue.
What they were going to do is like basically relocate all the refugees that were happening in the world, and they were going to ship them off to back to their old countries and say, yeah, tough luck.
Yeah, which is like... fucked up.
Yeah, it is. And and what is Sam trying to say? Like, we can talk about this. Yeah, like, bro, we tried talking about it.
There is going to be a good way. Let's talk it out.
Yeah.
But sometimes talking does not equate to happiness or the right solution for
exactly
for a set of people. You know what I'm saying? There are always winners and losers in this world.
Yeah.
And... it just so happened they know that they're getting a short end of the stick.
100%.
And they're fighting for you know what I'm saying?
For their rights.
Their rights. Yeah. Their freedom.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, like she mentioned, like they whole ideology is this. Before the blimp that happened 5 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
We were all just human race.
Mm-hmm.
Now when everybody come back,
it's those
back
that,
to the old ways. Yeah, and we was progressing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We was moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
Why are we going backwards?
Yeah. Because, which is a great idea.
Yeah. So,
I mean, it doesn't, like, you know me, like, I'm, doesn't take much for me to side with people who are, have different views than everyone else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Most definitely. And I mean, whoever... I'm not going to say whoever, but this is this. I know this story is made up, but it just bring out so many real world issues we face every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, this is a good watch for me.
Yeah.
And I recommend everyone to watch this.
I would say, I would, my bad.
Oh, go ahead.
I would say WandaVision is a, it was good. But it was just Wanda's life. It was just, you know, like it was centered around her. But this is kind of dealing with so much more.
Yeah, it's so relatable.
Yeah. Like, and like he was like Captain America. The previous movies were dealing with superheroes and, you know, like supervillains. This is dealing like with a world that's after the blip. Like, you know, like everything. That's what I liked about that one episode of WandaVision where the lady, Officer Rambo, comes back to life and she's like, where is everything? Where's my mom? Like, I like that.
Yeah.
And this is like, I want to see what happens to the normal people. Like there was years gone of people and now they're just coming back and you expect them to pick up where they left off. No, you got to counsel them in. And the council that the GRC, like that they made,
yeah,
where it's supposed to solve the problem is actually making it worse.
Making it worse, yeah.
And like these people who you think are helping us out are the ones who are trying to persecute us and tell us what to do. And like Sam, we try talking it out. Like you think we're
talking it out.
Like you think we're just sitting here, but they're not listening. So we had to steal the super soldier serum, and we had to inject ourselves with it. And this is what we came up with.
Yeah.
And I also want to say slowly but surely, we see knockoff Captain America turn into a villain.
Bro, he is a seesaw for me. At first, I did not like him.
Yeah.
And then I liked him. And then I don't like him. Now I'm beginning to like him again. It's just like
that's how you know
he's, my emotion.
But that's how you know he's a well-written character.
Got
like, if you can see a motivations of a character, like, oh, you know, screw this guy. He, you know, who does he think he is taking the shield? It should be Bucky or it should be Sam, right? Mm-hmm. And then you feel another way, like, when you see Hoskins die.
Yeah.
Then you feel another way when you see him, like, yelling in the middle of the courtroom. It's just like the character, you can see what he's going through. And you can see that it is not easy being Captain America.
You have
a lot of pressure.
Yeah, and it introduced perspective, bro. You know, a lot of times people tend to just look at their situation and try to project their situation onto others.
Yeah.
But sometimes, bro, you got to try to put yourself in their shoes and understand what they're going through.
Yeah.
Try to put yourself in their mind frame. You know what I'm saying? Think absolutely the way they think or try to attempt to do so. So, yeah, that's why I was calling Wes Walker. That's a football player.
Yeah, Wes Walker.
But it's John Walker.
Yeah, John Walker. You know,
John is an easy name to remember, but
yeah. You know, they
I like this story, bro.
They did a Google image thing of like Steve Rogers and then of John Walker. Like Steve Rogers, you see a hero. I'm about to just do it real quick. And then of John Walker. And then it basically comes up. Oh, shit. It's supposed to be that an alcoholic drink comes up.
Oh.
Johnny Walker, I think, is the actual. Yeah, that's what comes up.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, but if you look up Steve Rogers, like Steve Rogers, like in.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris Evans. Yeah. It was basically disrespectful to Johnny Walker. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know that. Have you seen this before?
No, I don't. I never even had that drink before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's no news for me.
I would. I don't know why. I imagine you to know all kinds of alcohol.
No, I mean, you got. I'm not an expert. You know, you got your certain drinks that's popular amongst your peers. And then
I'm assuming this is
so many types of alcohol beverages out there, bro.
That's probably you.
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Nope. No, I don't drink wine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I mean, we can have a further discussion about it, but 420.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
He pulled up a leaf.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nice. I knew I'd get you with that one. That's a self admission. Yeah. No, you didn't admit shit. Yeah. So
for the audio and audio listeners and the video. I'm sorry, our YouTube watchers. He was pulling up different images
of drinks. Alcoholic beverages.
And he wanted to know, is that something I drink? And I was like,
I don't know anything about that kind of stuff, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm winning. So I was going to say, last but not least, Jake Paul fight.
Yeah, we reacted.
Was it a fight?
I came in expecting, you know, a fight. Because you sold it. You were like, hey, bro, did you see the Jake and blah, blah, blah fight? I was like, nah, bro, I've been in a little bubble. You know, I was moving all weekend and getting the house in order and all of that good shit.
Yeah.
I didn't really have internet connection like that, and I wasn't even in my phone. Yeah. And my only downtime, I was resting.
Yeah.
So I was in a bubble underneath the rock. I didn't know what was going on. I knew all my people was good because I didn't receive any phone calls.
Death threats? Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. So you said, hey, you see the fight? I'm like, no. Okay, let's react to it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm down.
Yeah.
You turn it on, we laughing at Snoop, bro.
Yeah.
His commentary of the fight, bro.
Yeah. You fighting like he from the 1930s.
1930. You gave, bro, watch it. Watch
me. Give me my money, Jake. He kept on saying that.
So, hilarious, bro. It just seemed like 30 seconds in.
Yeah.
My man gets knocked down, Ben, right?
Yeah.
And he's out of shape, bro. When the bell rung. You pointed out, bro, he got fat in his back.
Yeah, like some people have like a little bit of like fat on their belly. The
belly fat,
but
yeah.
Fat on your back where you can see it, that's a lot of fat.
So, I mean, it was clear, like it from an eyeball test, bro.
And he's been trying to condition apparently for months.
Bro.
Like,
yeah. From an eyeball test, Jake looked like he was going to catch that dub, man.
Yeah.
And the other guy, what's his name? Ben
Askren.
I thought he was a UFC legend.
Yeah.
You say he was just a great fighter.
Yeah, he was a good fighter.
Good fighter.
Yeah, he's not a legend.
I've seen him before because I used to play UFC games. And I knew he I recall him being on one of the video games I played.
Yeah, I mean, just because, like, bro, like, they have to put him in the game.
But I got you.
Yeah, it's not like he's... He was well ranked. He had his he got a few wins. He defeated a few fighters in a good format. He can take punches. Apparently not boxing wise.
Mm.
But his last fight in the UFC, he got knocked out within 6 seconds.
Within 6 seconds.
Yeah, it was the fastest knockout in UFC history.
Damn.
Yeah. So he was put to sleep. He woke up in the hospital.
Mm.
Yeah, and that was a knee to the hut.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so this one, he also got TKO'd where he could not continue due to the referee's decision.
Bro, when I finally caught up on it and started looking at, like, social media and Twitter and shit, a lot of people were saying it was rigged. How do you feel about it?
It's not rigged, no.
Because to me, I thought that the ref was going to let him continue. Yeah. But after rewatching it, he did kind of look dazed a little bit.
Honestly, I think people that say that are casuals and they don't watch fighting UFC or boxing.
Because at the end of the day, the ref are there to protect the individual. You don't want deaths to happen. And
absolutely.
Or, you know, more harm than...
He stood up and he was moving sideways.
Okay.
The thing is, like, if you're moving sideways...
Yeah, you're staggering.
Yeah, it's not... He wasn't like... Because the thing is, sometimes you feel heavy on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
But he was moving sideways because his brain was telling him that's how to move. Right?
Gotcha.
And the thing is, like, you can see, like he wanted to continue to fight. Mm-hmm. But in the fighter's best interest, the ref... And that's what a TKO is, right? Conor McGregor had a TKO, too, against Floyd Mayweather. Albeit he lasted way longer. But... That's what it is. It was not rigged. It was clearly Jake was gonna win no matter what. If you would have let Jake continue, Jake would have put him to sleep, and the fight was done.
Yeah,
there was nothing. It's not about like, oh, let him go the rest of the rounds. No, he was done. Like if the very next punch, he would have put him to sleep, and that would have had permanent brain damage. Gotcha. There's no need for that. Any real fighter will tell you that.
I feel you.
But the people who say that are casuals. I don't.
And Snoop.
Yeah.
Jake gave me
my money. Yeah.
He won $2 million.
$2 million, bro. That's the thing is, like, I really think Jake is a in and out boxer. Like, he is.
It looked like he's passionate about it.
Yeah. For me, right? I just got into Pokemon, right? But I take it seriously. I'm not just doing this for views. I'm not doing this for clicks. Like, I genuinely like Pokemon.
Let me rephrase this. You did not just get into Pokemon.
Yeah.
You just...
Got into Pokemon cards. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? An adult. Because we open cards.
Yeah.
Back as in the kids. Day,
yeah,
as
yeah.
kids.
Yeah.
It was just unfortunate that we couldn't afford... To buy
100%. Pokemon Go was free for years. Yeah,
we was always into Pokemon Go.
Yeah,
I have
the starter Pokemon back there.
Yeah,
do I? Let me see. Yeah, I do. I have Charmander, mm-hmm. Bulbasaur, Squirtle, Pikachu, and among others. But yeah,
so yeah,
and Growlithe. But
Pokemon card opening has become popular now.
No, the thing is, like, my friend got me into it. Right, my friend who you've heard of. He got me into it.
I'm gonna see you.
So, my friend who got
that clip for him.
Yeah,
we're gonna have a conversation. My
boy. Yeah, he was like, "Oh, I'm getting into collecting. You should look at it." And you know, I was looking at it. I was like, "This guy was so passionate about it." I was looking through his stuff.
Yeah,
I was like, "Let me get into it." Earlier, I showed you Yu-Gi-Oh. I wouldn't be surprised if you went home and Googled it a little bit, and you were like, "You know what? Let me get back into it."
Yeah.
Now, if you just do it for clicks and views, that's one thing. But I genuinely like Pokemon. You can see my oldest Pokemon. I play Pokemon Go every year since it came out.
Absolutely. I have played every title Pokemon game.
Yeah, he has.
I have not missed not one.
Exactly. You really have. You've played all of them, which is crazy to me because I forgot that those existed.
Yep.
So between the two of us, we're veterans in Pokemon.
Yep.
We may have just gotten into the Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
But we take it seriously. Jake is taking boxing serious.
And I can see that.
And that's all that you can say. And Stephen A. Smith said for the next one, put him in the ring with a boxer. It's not fair. You keep on putting these Tom, Dicks, and Harrys in there, bro.
Yeah, put him in the ring with some equal competition, right?
Well, equal competition.
I think he's ready.
He's
passing the eye test.
Yeah, right? 100%. The thing is, I told you, look at his footwork. Like, he's moving the way a boxer should. He has his guard up the way a boxer is. He has those reflexes, right?
Yeah.
So put him in, what they're saying is he's, you know, Tyson Fury?
Yeah.
His younger brother, Tommy Fury, trained him. That's the next fight.
Oh, nice.
So if they fight with each other, that would be a good one.
What's the rap on Tyson Fury, brother?
He's good. He's really good. Yeah, he's a professional too, but he's a lot younger.
Oh,
he's okay. because Tyson Fury is like 36, but Tommy is like maybe 28. So they're both young. Okay. Jake and Tommy Fury. Yeah, so
the highest pay per view this year.
Oh, was the Jake Paul fight. Keep in mind that Francis Ngannou won the heavyweight UFC division.
That's old dude that you showed me.
The monster.
The monster.
Yeah.
Who? I think it was a video surfing. I tried to send it to you earlier. He was taking body shots from...
Francis?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He was taking body shots from some other small-time boxer. Not small-time boxer, but a boxer...
Of a lower weight class?
A lower weight class. Yeah. And he was just eating it. Laughing.
Yeah.
I tried to send you that. I don't know the name of the boxer.
Is that the post that I couldn't see?
Yeah.
I was like, I can't see it? Yeah, yeah.
And I seen a comment. Someone was like, that's why you separate weight classes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he's literally
eating it. Yeah, yeah.
Not feeling not a thing.
Yeah.
But this dude will knock me out.
Yeah.
Somebody, an average dude out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, imagine what that guy, Francis, would do to us.
Man.
You seen what he did to Alistair Overeem. Remember that fight? Like, yeah, he just fell over.
Big dude.
That guy was huge.
Yeah.
That guy was the number one ranked fighter.
That's crazy.
He wasn't a champ, but he was number one ranked.
Man.
And he put him out like that. So I met, like, this guy, he's a monster. Like, that fight was not bigger. Gotcha. Habib against Justin Gaethje. Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Okay,
I don't know if you know who he is, the Russian guy.
No, this is your area, expertise.
I watch UFC. Yeah, this was a big fight, and that's when arguably one of the best fighters in the UFC has ever seen retired.
Oh, straight.
And he retired in big fashion because that was. His mother told him, don't fight again so long as your father passed away. His father passed away from COVID. That was a big event. Mm-hmm. There was another one, Conor versus Conor McGregor versus Dustin Poirier.
Yeah.
That Conor McGregor got defeated, mm-hmm. like, easily, right? They're running it back in July. Mm-hmm. So you can see, like, all those different fights, but this one between amateurs. In terms of boxing... Yeah, they're relatively amateur. I'm not throwing any shade because I just gave Jake his praise. I don't want somebody to comment like, "Oh,
box office, bro."
Yeah,
amateur fight. Bro.
Yeah, and that just goes to show, bro. Like he's going. It's the fact that he's a YouTuber.
Gotcha.
Like people want to see him lose.
All eyes on.
Yeah,
Jake.
Yeah,
and his brother
and Logan. Yeah.
So Logan is fighting Mayweather.
Mayweather in an exhibition match.
So Logan box.
Logan boxes, yeah. Fought KSI last year or two
KSI,
years ago.
KSI, yeah. Yeah. So Jake knocked out Nick. I mean, not Nick, but...
Deji. Yeah, his younger brother. KSI has a younger brother. And it was basically the two brothers fight each other.
Damn.
KSI so they and both Deji. Took it, yeah. I'm big into the YouTube's thing, too.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
So,
I know Nate a lot Robinson, of random bro. Shit.
Nate Robinson, yeah. He lost to...
To Jake.
Yeah. So Mayweather.
I know a lot of random stuff, right?
Yeah, bro. You're a guru.
Okay. No, well, like I know a lot about UFC. I know a lot about anime. I know a lot about history. Like, I know my stuff.
You know, bro, you know Greek mythology or whatever.
Norse mythology.
I was whatever. Talking
about, yeah.
You just know it.
Yeah.
You, bro, I remember you. We at work together.
Yeah.
Chopping it up about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I know a lot about Game of Thrones.
And the disrespect this man gave me.
Yeah.
I'm a cow, bro. He gave me the box set, bro.
Yeah, like, season 1-6.
He said, watch this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lead you wrong. Watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones is the best. I'm like.
I never liked him.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm one night. I don't want to incriminate myself.
Yeah.
But I am flying through these episodes.
Yeah.
During school, during whatever. I'm just watching it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, God, Game of Thrones is kind of decent.
That's what I said.
But you were on another level, bro. You knew
knowledge, yeah.
Every character, their origin, the country they reside in.
Yeah.
They
at one point I knew the kings.
Line,
yeah.
The kings.
I knew the kings of all seven kingdoms. I knew the Riverlands were not technically a kingdom by the time of Aegon's conquest. Right? So they were technically the seven kingdoms and also the Riverlands. I knew the lords of the Riverlands and the kings before them. I knew I knew Essos, and I knew a lot. Yeah, I knew a lot of it.
Any gamer, and you were so like, it's like how your brain work is just like,
yeah,
like messing me up. I would explain something that I didn't get, bro. I did not have to mention the season,
yeah,
the episode within
the minute mark.
The minute mark, bro. You was time stamping me,
yeah.
Like, yeah, oh yeah, season 3, episode 5. Oh, it happened during the 30-minute mark. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, how many times did you watch?
Yeah,
this series, bro.
Yeah,
and you told me a disgusting number.
Yeah,
that I'm like, I tilt my hat. You have a PhD.
Yeah,
and Game of Thrones
and the books, yeah, and the other books. Like I have the right here.
Yeah, go ahead, show.
So I have Blood and Fire.
That's right? Crazy.
But I'm not done.
He's not done.
Oh, wait, there's more. Right, and I also have A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms.
Yep, he's showing it. See it on YouTube, bro. I mean,
and then I have. Damn. That's The World of Ice and Fire. So, yeah, you can take a look at that. Yeah.
PhD.
Yeah. So, a pretty big book. Yeah. So, we can.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Aegon
close the book. Yeah. Close the book.
Yeah. I read all of these.
Yeah. But,
The books right there, too.
Yeah, that's crazy. His bookshelf collection is kind of top tier. But, how much do you think Ben got paid? I was seeing the memes about my favorite one was Lil Baby. You know how fast we counting.
So that meme. Pantos and Essos.
I'm not going.
Okay.
I am not talking about Game of Thrones because guess what?
They're known for their cheesemongers.
You will put me to sleep live, bro.
Yeah.
We'll save it for another time. Before we close this episode up.
Yeah.
30 seconds. You got it. Spit me your fire bar. I haven't forgotten. The people did not forget. No Google.
Stop. Bro, I'm not. You told me to get my writtens down, and I'm trying to get them down. Okay, so just give me.
Look into the camera too.
Okay.
Spit your bar and close us out.
Okay. Grown man bars. Something he got to deal with. All them fabricated lies don't add up to this real shit.
That's it?
Okay. That's it. Okay. If you guys like what you see, like, comment, subscribe. As always, if you guys are ever estranged and feel like you landed into a position in your life, somehow you don't feel as if you deserve, then you are suffering from the imposter syndrome. And this is the podcast for you. Like, comment, subscribe, go to our social media. We'll see you on the next one.